قال بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. As we are seeing that the Ummah in different parts of the world, those areas which were always considered to be safe places where people would go for honeymoons, for partying, for enjoyment. Around the world, Muslims and non-Muslims would go to different places for entertainment, and those countries are now also terrified and afraid when they see that there are missiles coming. The terminal, airport terminal, was destroyed. Different hotels were destroyed. Even if there was few lives lost, but the fact, the khawf and the fear that, oh, we could be under attack as well, is something that is very, very strange for some of these places in the Gulf. This is something that is a lamha fikri, an opportunity for us to reflect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can any moment change the conditions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are two blessings that we need for success in deen or dunya. This was covered in much more detail in our dua series after Witr, but super short summary of it is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Within 2 minutes, to summarize, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he made a lot of duas for his progeny when he established the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah regarding their akhirah. But two duas that he made for their dunya was وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. First one, he said, O Allah, make this city of Makkah a safe, secure place. And number two, he made dua, وَرَزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ, and provide them risk, provide them provision, even fruits. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He made Makkah a safe place, and he made Makkah a place where they had abundant risk and provision. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds his descendants, the Quraysh in Makkah, about these two blessings. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ. So worship the Lord of this house, the Kaaba, who gave you food to eat so you're not hungry. وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ, and gave you peace and stability, law and order, so you are not afraid for your lives. So these two blessings for the Quraysh in Makkah are the exact same two du'as that the founder of the city, Ibrahim alayhi salam, had made. And then to conclude it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about any other city, gives examples which could apply to us or to any other city of the world. Allah ta'ala says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَا كَانَتْ آمِنًا مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Allah gives examples of cities and towns that they had the same two sifat, same two conditions, that they were peaceful and secure and the risk was coming in from all sides. And also, so peace and security and food and risk, both of them are there. But then what happened is, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ, they were ungrateful for these blessings of Allah Ta'ala. They took it for granted. They thought that this is their birthright or this is normal and this is how things will always remain. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَذَاقَهُمُ اللَّهُ لِبَاسُ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Then Allah Ta'ala made them taste fear, made them taste hunger. He didn't open the floodgates, He just made them taste it. A little taste from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is sufficient for us to turn our world upside down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to open the floodgates at all. All of the calamities, there is this detailed example, with same example repeats 4 times in this, one of the mashayikh he had shared with us to open our minds when we were students years, decades ago. It just comes to mind now that I'll conclude with this one. He gave the 4 examples. He said all of the calamities and all of the hardships and all of the pain and agony that the entire world is suffering from Adam alayhi salam till today and from today to the end of time. If you compare all of that to the pain and suffering of one Jahannami, then it is like a drop of water on a needle, how much water when you put it in the ocean you can get versus the 7 oceans of the world. And then moreover, if you take all the punishment and all the burning and agony and pain of all the Ahlul Nar fin Nar, of all the Jahannamis in the fire, from beginning till end, from Abu Jahl and Fir'aun to the last one, and you compare that with the potential in the unseen treasures of Allah, a further azab, then it is like a drop of water compared to the 7 oceans. Because Allah has not exhausted himself with the Jahannam. He has way more than that. And the opposite is true. If you take all the happiness and all the enjoyment of this whole world, every single bride and groom on the day of their marriage, every runner when he is crossing the finish line, when he wins the Olympics, gets a gold medal, the one who is receiving his Nobel Prize, at the moment when he's receiving it, all the happiness of everyone in the world when the hard-working politician finally wins on election night. You take all the happiness of everyone in the world, put it together, and compared to the happiness of the lowest level of Jannati, it's like a drop of water to the seven oceans. And if you take all of the enjoyment of everyone in Jannah together, compared to the unending treasures of Allah, it is like a drop of water compared to the seven oceans. So this is what we covered yesterday as well. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. Allah says, we'll just give a little bit, tiny, 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 tiny bit of fear and hunger, and it will turn you upside down. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we are thankful for His blessings. And there's a dua for that. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Oh Allah, we seek your protection from that the ni'mah you have given us, you take it away, you snatch away, zawal al-ni'mah. And that the afiyah and salama you have given us from all afat of deen and dunya and akhirah, that you do not change that salama and afiyah. And that we seek your protection from sudden anger, that you become angry with us suddenly. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe and allow us to make shukr for the safety. Wa akhu da'wana, alhamdulillah.